Professor Minsky coolly clawed the stanchions of the blackened board and turned to face the cute brigade for kittens into cats he made by educating them with wiles, all of the tomcat's golden guiles. But still they whispered, "Is he yet quite smart enough to cheat the vet?" "I hear you doubt," the half-hole cat rebuked the unvoiced kitten chat. They gasped. His whiskers knew their thoughts and bristled with such sage retorts they fell to licking paws and ears, their own or those of kitten peers, and whispered to each other, "Shush, his tail is like a bottle brush." He strolled the stage a little while, the more to make young Heidi smile, whose ears now pointed fore and back, an art of which she had the knack, watching her Tom while scratching claws, keeping latecomers from the doors, in case his proud dismissive hiss should warn them they had been remiss. Then suddenly he turned and grinned. The kittens each felt grimly pinned in place, as if his look was made for them alone. Respect they paid by looking slightly by his side, for meet his eyes, they'd think they'd died. And so, all ears and eyes ensnared, Professor Minsky's fangs were bared. "The cat sat on the mat," he said, "but what, young kittens, can be read with surety about a mat on which is sat some noble cat?" The kittens blinked and tried to look for answers in the kitty book that Heidi writes about her mate, but none were found that they could state. "Come, come, Yabminsky, think it through. Whatever is a mat to you? What do you want with bristly things to which the muck and rubbish clings? Why would you sit on such a spot? To clean yourself? Oh, surely not. You'd sit on linen piled up high whenever it was safely dry." The kittens thought, and Heidi smiled to reassure each feline child that each in time would pass the test. So one by one they sat and guessed. But last of all, one little Tom stared into space and missed his mom, then into place whirred every cog. "The map belonged to someone's dog!"